What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, BJ Seip. I'm a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday, ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode. Now let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. This weekend is a tough one for me emotionally in several ways. So for our frequent listeners, you might remember how a few months back in December, I went back to Oregon to visit with my grandmother who is ailing. She has suffered with Parkinson's for years, and after several strokes, has gone from being able to live independently in her own home to now having to live in a private full assistance and care home. I can't imagine how frustrating that this move has been for her. I remember her telling my mother during that trip, "Everything just keeps getting smaller, from a house to an apartment to a single room." Unfortunately, at this point, there is absolutely no hope for her to be able to return to her own home and live there. As such, what they've decided to do is hold an estate sale in preparation for the selling of that property and use those funds to go towards her ongoing medical expenses. My family, along with many Christians in the Salem area, have worked their fingers to the bone trying to get everything ready for this weekend. Estate sales always generate quite a bit of traffic, but in this case, there is one thing in particular that has garnered a great deal of interest from folks all over the nation, in fact, who have seen this advertisement, and that is my grandmother's collection of paintings. And no, I don't mean paintings that she has collected over the years as an art connoisseur. I mean to say that my grandmother is one of the most talented artists I have ever seen. She is a prize-winning artist, having painted for the majority of her life until in these most recent years she's not been able to do so. I have some of her paintings and, of course, set more aside for myself in the future, and I have such an attachment to them, not just because of how beautiful they are, but because of who made them. They inspire me because they remind me of this wonderful, godly woman and the selfless way that she has taught and served so many people in her life. So, at first, the idea of complete strangers coming in and purchasing some of her paintings really bothered me, thinking that they would not appreciate what they were actually bringing home. But that's when my attitude changed as I started reading some of the comments. People started chiming in, saying that they couldn't believe how magnificent these different pieces were and how special it would be for them to be able to bring one of those home and display it in their homes for all to see. Pretty soon, others started to comment with pictures of their own paintings that they had acquired from my grandmother decades ago, and how special it was to them, and how it had inspired so many people over the years in their home as they hung it on their walls. At this point, my heart lifted, and I started to see a much more beautiful picture. You see, my grandmother put years of work into these beautiful pieces, most of which will now be dispersed. While there are many that she knows that will bring her art into their homes, there are also a great many who she will never know that will do the same. Who would have thought that what she sat down and skillfully, carefully painted 20 or 30 years ago would somehow find itself in a complete stranger's home, displayed above their mantle for all to see and be touched by. Her art will move the hearts of thousands, and throughout the years to come, even long after she has gone home to her reward, the impact of her work will continue to touch others. I know that most will never fully grasp what kind of a wonderful woman is behind the pieces that they select this weekend, but it just fills my heart with joy to know that a little piece of her will live on, not just in my heart, but also in their home. I have been thinking about this all week long, and as I have been doing so, my mind has also been considering a very powerful lesson that this teaches us about our influence. Let us consider a few passages of Scripture together. First, let's begin with the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. For years, my grandmother got up and put everything that she had into these paintings, not for them to be hidden away in storage somewhere, but to be displayed for all to see and be moved by. God put everything that He had into transforming us from darkness to light through His Son Jesus. Through study, prayer, discipline, and self-control, we learn what it means to truly follow Jesus with the help of the Spirit. And yet, we have not dedicated ourselves to Jesus or been lavished with His grace to merely seclude ourselves from the world. No, we are meant to shine. We are His workmanship, God's paintings, intended to be seen by the world. Through true disciples of Christ, Jesus is put on display for all the world to see when we walk as He walked. And when others see Christ in us, they are touched by His love and by His light and give God the glory. It's not about us, it's about Jesus. And yet, here is the most powerful part about it all. You might never know whose life you have touched or whom you have influenced over the years when you simply allow Christ to shine through you. Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the faith, and said, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Certainly, the influence of Paul in his ministry as an apostle was far more reaching than perhaps he could ever possibly imagine. I wonder if he knew that what he was sitting down to write by inspiration of the Holy Spirit in the privacy of his own residence would one day be read just as it is by people like you and me thousands of years later. In this instance, Paul knew that his influence and teaching for Christ would be far-reaching, at least several generations. But how many lives were changed by his ministry and his work that he never even knew? My friends, in our lives, God is busy painting, if we so allow Him. And the picture He's painting should look the same for each of us, because it is the picture of Christ. When you allow Jesus to be seen in you, and you shine His light, you may never know how many people took that picture and brought it back into their homes. How many homes that Jesus is also now displayed in through their lives because of how they first saw Him in you, and it moved them to want to be like Him too. Let's conclude with the words of an old hymn that we often sing, as the chorus simply states this: "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you." Thank you for tuning into today's episode, and I would invite you back Tuesdays through Fridays for a brand new episode each day. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.